right, first of all, Kathleen, from 15th to 7th, you've got to be feeling like you're just like the luckiest girl in the world right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love Katinka for scratching. I'm like so pumped. Yeah, I'm so happy right now. It hurt way less than this morning, and I fixed my mistake, so super happy.
So Missy, what does that mean for you to have now have her in that
it's
final?
It's so special. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I was like a maniac on the pool deck watching her, and it's awesome. Like, I think that's just such an incredible indication of a great athlete. You know, she went out there this morning, she came back tonight, and she fixed what she did this morning, and she made it into the finals, and that's what it's all about.
Are you where you want to be in terms of time-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that felt really, really good. To always, just the last 15 meters of the 100 back is always just like death, but that's why we love it. And so I think I'm fourth going in tomorrow night, which is close to the middle of the pool, and it was a great second heat, so I know it'll be a tough race tomorrow.
What do you think?
Breaking a world
what was it that you fixed?
Better turn and not go out so crazy the first 50. I think I was a little excited this morning, and it caused a lot of energy the first 50, so tonight I just tried to stay relaxed for the first 35 and then pick it up into the wall.
So this is your first world championship, so now your first world championship final. I'm sure you're going to take some more time to process it, but right now, what does it feel to know that you're
overwhelmed with excitement right now. This has been a dream of mine, and to be at my first World to make finals is pretty awesome. We have like a great group in the stands that I could hear cheering for me when I finished in touch, which is amazing, like support. But just really enjoying the experience right now.
And your coach Dave Marsh is here. What kind of words of support did he give you for your race?
Just go out there and told me to swim like I had paddles on. So.
It looked like you did.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
That pressure of you're the world record holder in this event. Exactly, and so for her to get out there each time and do what she does, it's amazing. But we were having one of our meetings, and I think it was Baez who said, just because someone's number one in the world doesn't mean that you can't beat them. And so I think it's such a good testament that, you know, Katie's getting out there, and she knows that even though she's the world record holder, she's still racing. Like, she's not being anything less than her best, which is great.
What do you think she's capable of in the 200?
It's Katie. Who knows? But it's going to be so exciting to race her, and I'm really glad that she's doing it this year. I think it's going to be awesome to have her up there, and she always makes me better, and that's all you can ask for in a teammate and an opponent. So.
To Julia, it's a pretty stacked field.
Very stacked field. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's going to be so tough. But now that that's over, going to warm down and then focus on the 2-3 tomorrow, and then I'll have my first double tomorrow night. So should be good. Thanks, guys.